Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan.
Come on this journey with me. Each week when you join me, we are going to chase down our goals, overcome adversity, and set you up for a better tomorrow.
Fasten your seatbelt. I'm ready for my close-up.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm so glad you're back here with me this week. Okay, so a lot happening right now that I want to get you up to speed on. But first, I wanted to ask you, the last couple of weeks, my solo episodes have not been solo episodes, right? I've done something different. I replayed an interview, someone interviewing me 1 week, and then I interviewed Melanie Borden last week. So let me know, would you rather have the solo episodes or do you like me mixing it up? I want to create more content that benefits, helps, and supports you and what you want, because that's what the show is about. So send me a DM, leave a review of the show, and let me know which you prefer, and I will act on it. Or you can always go to my website, heathermonahan.com, and leave a contact me form there with all of the info, letting me know what you would like me to do. I would so appreciate it. Okay, so there's a couple things I wanted to get into. One, and if you've been with me, you already know about this, that I lived in the same place in South Beach for 18 years, and there's pros and cons to that, right? Yes, you get into a serious routine because you're living in the same home for 18 years. A lot of stability, right? Like, you know what to expect. However, I guess I hadn't really purged my home of everything and anything possible before until I was came to the month before I was moving. I knew I was leaving, right? I was like, I need to get rid of and unload anything and everything I can. That was an incredible experience. I totally challenge you to do it if you haven't done that. I hadn't done that for 18 years, right? There was so much stuff still sitting around from when my child was little that I was able to get rid of, give away. And it was super freeing. It just made me feel lighter. Everything, there was more space. Just getting rid of things in your life that are not necessary. If they're not bringing you joy, get rid of them. It was just such a good reminder of that. And that goes for people, that goes for things, tasks, you know, just how you're occupying or spending your time. When, you know, an end of a year is a great time to do this, is to reevaluate, like, what are the things that are bringing your vibe high and allowing you to feel good? For me, that is spending time with my son, spending time with my friends, running, like doing these different things in my life that I love to do, right? But there are things I don't love to do, like preparing for my taxes, need to bring in more support in accounting, right? Like, there's things you can throw money at so that you don't have to do, so your vibe doesn't have to be brought down. And in turn, things you can walk away from that just aren't serving you. And so I'm constantly evaluating, and I encourage you to do the same. It's super helpful. And the more you can get, you know, my book, Overcome Your Villains, you know, get rid of the villains in your life, get rid of the negative things, even if that's a talk track that you're playing for yourself, rewrite it today and start being your biggest cheerleader and your biggest advocate. Okay, so to that end, moving for me, I guess it was not a year and a half ago quite, but getting close, I moved, and it was freeing because I felt like, okay, this is a new adventure. I'm in a new location I know nothing about, and I never imagined I would live in this part of the city. And I love it, and I'm meeting new people, and there's new routines, and there's new places to find and new people to find. And I had gotten rid of so much that it was super light and easy and just worked out amazing. But the funny thing is, and this is something I want you to remember, and that's all about uncertainty, right? Approaching uncertainty with the right attitude. I approached with the attitude of, this is an adventure. I don't know what's about to happen next, but I'm super excited to see. And it worked out incredible, literally incredible. However, leading into moving into my new home now, it was not a beautiful situation. We had been back and forth with the buyer. And I'm reminding you of this just because it's super important. Everything is not seamless and easy. It's not. We were moving through a window with the buyer that was trying to buy my home. He kept backing out. He kept wanting more conditions. He was insane, super stressful. And this had gone on for a couple of months, and we'd actually walked away from two deals because it was just tumultuous, same way. And so we were back in it again. This one ended up getting executed and closing, But I didn't know, and I was super discouraged, right? I was like, this, I can't believe this is happening. Why does this keep happening? And the more you get pulled down in the negativity, the more the situation gets negative. It just does. So it's all about how can you, you know, rise above it, let go, let God, and just trust that everything's going to work out for the best in the end. And for me, that definitely is working out and running and trying to just free my mind that, you know what, I can't control this. This is out of my control. I can just let go and know that this is all happening for a reason. I'm grateful for what I have and hopeful for what's to come next. Yeah, it's a daily practice, my people, because it is not easy when you're in it. Anyhow, after a few months of that, we ended up closing, which is super exciting. And I had 30 days to figure out where I was going to live. We ended up having to go back to the guy that had bought my home and renegotiate me renting from him in my old home for a month because we couldn't find a place fast enough. That was super stressful. He said yes, charged me some ridiculous amount of money. Fine, we did it. Now, my realtor and I, who had been looking for a place for me to live for months because, again, remember, for months, it was this tumultuous situation of my place was falling apart, my place is coming together, but it was just very stressful. Anyhow, we had been looking. I had found a place that I loved, a condo that I loved, that I wanted to move into. It was too big for my son and I, but I didn't care. I just loved it. And it was rented and acquired like a week before I had my deal closed. So I could not go out and get my new place until I had sold my home because I didn't want to own two homes or be committed to two homes at the same time. I had to wait. Well, as soon as my home sold, I found out that the one that I wanted was off the market. Now, at this point in time in Miami, it's over a year ago. It was springtime last year. Oh my gosh, the market was so hot. You could not find anything good for rent. You just couldn't. If it was on the market, it was probably because something was wrong with it, right? So, and even those places were going quickly. You had to like, oh, we'll pay for the year in advance. We'll pay 6 months in advance. You know, here's a check, a cashier's check for the whole year. It was crazy what you were having to do to secure somewhere to live. Cut to, the place I wanted to live was off the market. I was so discouraged. I was sitting outside of that place, which is so funny to me now. I was sitting outside of that building, you know, feeling sad, so upset. Where? This is my place I'm supposed to live. Who are these meanie people that got my place? And what's funny is, at the time, I had no idea, but I was about to find something so, so much better. And so this is my reminder to you. Sometimes we have to let go of what was so that we can step into what can be. And know this, what can be is going to be so much better than you ever had imagined. Well, of course, I did not know every property in all of Miami. How could I, right? I had lived in one area, South Beach, my entire time spent in Miami, and I didn't know the rest of Miami very well. So I was being led by someone who had expertise, my realtor, and we were out looking for a place for me to live. And I was discouraged because the place I thought I wanted was gone. And we were in a panic mode because we had to find somewhere really quickly to move to. So one day we had, you know, back-to-back showings of different locations, different buildings in a couple of different areas for me to see. And I was not feeling very optimistic. And I remember we were at one building and all day I hadn't seen anything I liked. And I was saying in my mind, you know what, Heather, you just got to get over it. Pull the trigger, make a decision. You have a child. He's starting school. Like, this is ridiculous. You just need to pick a location, even if it's not the best, and move in. That's where my mind was. I was settling because I was feeling pressure that there just wasn't anything good. So, and again, first world problems, they're all good. It just wasn't, you know, my dream location or dream condo, which I live in now.
When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my group coaching on the regular, and it is just so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I didn't know what I was going to do when I got fired. Launching my own business seemed so intimidating. I didn't know how to set up a website, and I really didn't need to. Shopify does it all for you, and they make it so easy. It was that breakthrough moment for me that I realized I can do this. I can go to work for myself thanks to Shopify. What I love about Shopify is you don't need to have all this technology information ready to, you don't need to know how to plan and run things. You just need to go to the platform, turn it on, and know what you're selling, and Shopify is going to help you figure out the rest. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries, including your girl right here. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan. No matter what stage you're at, they're going to make it easy.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Okay, I need to let you know. Quince sent me the super soft fleece zip-up hoodie to try it out. And I want you to know this. This is fact. I loved it so much that I bought the same thing, super soft fleece zip-up hoodie in light blue, navy blue, gray with matching joggers. And I just ordered all the shorts too for spring and summer. This is the softest material I have ever owned. My son came up to me and said, "Mom, you look so pretty." I'm literally in a zip-up hoodie outfit, and my son loved it. It is the softest thing in the world. You will thank me once you order yours. The product is incredible. The fit is incredible. I literally bought it in every color. The best. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/confidence for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/confidence to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/confidence. Thank me later. Okay, so I'm at this building, which had a beautiful view. I love the view. However, I did not love the building. And so I just said, you know what? I'm going to suck it up and I'll just do a deal. If the guy will negotiate with me on price. And I had seen that this one property had been on the market for a while. So when you know that, there's going to be a little bit of leverage, right? Like there's something that you can do. So I start negotiating with the gentleman while we're there on site on the property. And I said, listen, I'm super serious. I need to move in somewhere fast. Let's talk numbers. You know, what are you willing to do? I'm not playing a game here and I'm happy to pay for a year in advance. I want to pull the trigger and get this done. So I've just put all my cards on the table, very direct. And the man was so offended. He was so taken aback by that. He said, I'm not negotiating price. And the price was ridiculous. It was so expensive. I'm actually interested if they ever rented that place. They probably did not. So I said, excuse me? He said, oh yeah, there's no negotiation. I looked at my realtor. I said, then we're leaving. And so we walked out. And that was that. So we walked out of that building and I looked at my realtor and I'm like, you know what? This day has not gone well. Not only have I not seen things I love, which is a bummer, but I just made an offer on a place that I didn't even love, just trying to be, you know, I guess just disciplined or lower my standards. I don't know what I was thinking. I was just discouraged. And I said, and that didn't even work out. So why don't we call it a day and let's go again this weekend. You know, I need to go back and work right now. And he said, no, there's one more place I want to show you. And I said, David, I love my realtor. I said, David, I don't think that it's worthwhile. He said, I do. And it's right around the corner. Give me 15 more minutes and then you can go. And I said, all right, fine. But my expectations were so low. Well, wouldn't you know, we drive around the corner and I see this really quiet, really beautiful building. And it was kind of like off to the side, didn't feel like it was in a city. It just, ugh, it was perfect. And I thought, oh my gosh, I've never seen this building before. I probably have driven by it 100 times. And he said, yeah, it's not very big. It's kind of secluded. We went in, people were so nice. It was so beautiful. It was new. And we got to the unit that he was showing me. And the minute I walked in, I said, this is where I'm going to live. It's like what they say when you find the right person you're meant to be with for the rest of your life. You just know. I just knew. And so it was all about me letting go of what I didn't get and being open to what could be and not settling in the interim. That's my big takeaway and lesson there. And I'm so grateful. Okay, so I did a 1-year deal. Super grateful. It's been incredible here. We love it so much here. And it turns out my son became really good friends with the next door neighbor, and the people in the building are so supportive of us and amazing to us. And it's just been an incredible experience. Super, super grateful. So of course we don't want to leave. So when my lease was coming due, we reached out to the landlord, to her people, and said, you know, we want to renew. She at first wanted to up the rent, which I said, absolutely not. We pay a ridiculous amount of money to live here. And she said, well, then I'm selling. So she's been letting me live and extend month by month. And I was hoping that over this time, she would see that it's not a seller's market right now in Miami anyhow. So I thought she would change her mind, but here we are. She has not changed her mind. So yet again, my son and I have to move, which is, it's not nearly as big a deal. And this is something I've just learned in life. You know, if I had not just moved a little over a year ago, it would be a huge deal. It would be scary. And how am I going to do it? But I just did this, right? Like, I just saw this movie. It's not that big a deal. Yeah, it's a pain. And for a couple of weeks, a month, you're displaced a little. And yes, there's the uncertainty of not knowing where you're going. But I also have this trust and faith that I remember what happened last time. I remember when I didn't know where I was going to go. And I remember that by letting go and just seeing what could be available, everything worked out exactly as it was meant to. And I just know that's what's going to happen this time too. I don't know exactly what that's going to be. My hope is to stay in my building. I love my building. And there are a couple of options in my building. So we'll see. But I will promise you this. I will keep you updated. Because as of now, I have to be out of my home in 3 weeks. And today I'm making an offer on 3 different places. And I will let you know how it turns out. But I do have faith. I know that it's going to all be for the greatest good. And I'm over trying to control things and predict the outcome. It's irrelevant. Just have faith, let go, let God. So that's where we're living. And I better get packing. Okay. So 2 things that I wanted to share with you that I actually posted about on LinkedIn yesterday that I feel like are relevant. Message helped a lot of people yesterday. I'm hoping it can help you. 2 things. One, things are not always the way that they seem, right? Like, you don't know the whole story when you see an image or a picture or see my keynote, right? Or like, you don't really know what goes into that. And I'll give you a little background on that. That's number one. Number two, the seeds that you're planting today are not going to be harvested today. And I'll get into what I mean by that. Okay, so the first one, things aren't always what they seem. I posted a picture of me. I was actually going on a date. And this is so funny. Depending on who I'm going on a date with, depending on what the situation is, the backstory, whatever, I handle it very differently. Well, this one, I had met the person before, hadn't seen him in a long time. And so I really wanted to be very casual about this date because it wasn't like another situation that I had last year where I literally thought I was meeting the love of my life and we had never met before and been talking on the phone for over a month and I couldn't wait to meet him. That was very different. This situation was more, gosh, I wonder if I'm still going to like this guy. You know, it's been a while since I've seen him, you know, whatever. So I wanted to downplay it. The funny thing about me downplaying it, I don't ever really downplay anything. Let's be honest, right? So for me to downplay it, I actually have to work hard to put a look together that makes it look like I didn't try, but I still look good. That takes 2 hours, right? So I posted this picture saying, you can't always judge a situation by an image. Yes, looking at this picture, it looks like, you know, I've got it together, but I'm not trying too hard. Well, that's all BS. I was trying so hard, but I'm trying hard to make it look like I'm not trying hard, which is so insane, right? My friend and I laugh about it. She was telling me it's masterful that I can do that. I'm like, it's not masterful. It's insanity. Who in their right mind tries this hard to look like they're not trying? I'm raising my hand right now because it's me. So my point is this. If you had seen me that day, you'd think like, oh, hey, Heather's just like rolling around on a Saturday. No big deal. No, I was trying super hard to look great and not look like I'm trying hard, because the reality is I didn't even know what the situation was I was walking into. So don't judge things the way that they may look on the outside, because you probably don't know the backstory that that person took 2 hours to get ready and is actually really concerned about it, right? People aren't always projecting that transparency or that truth, or you're not able to glean it in the minute or in the interface or interchange that you have with those people or with that social media. So don't even bother trying, because there's no way anyone would have known if they had seen me that day, unless you're one of my best friends, what was really going on. No way. There's just no chance. To that end, it's the same way with my keynotes. I'll take a huge stage and I have a keynote tonight, and I'll take a huge stage and people will come up to me after and like, you were born to do this and you're so lucky and blah, blah, blah. Here's the thing that people don't see. When I was 22 years old, I gave my first sales meeting, probably in front of 10 people, right? That was standing up and giving a speech. I started giving speeches at 22, but really like giving speeches long before that on the softball field, on the basketball court. You know, I was big into sports my entire life, and I was captain of most of my teams, and I was always the one to stand up and speak. So I had been speaking my whole life, although I didn't realize it, but really as a sales leader and a sales manager, that's when on the regular I was giving multiple presentations, pitches, speeches every week for years. I did that line of work for 25 years. So for 25 years, I was giving multiple speeches every week, although no one called it that.
When starting out a new business, it's a complete pain to get through the LLC part. Taylor Brands makes it 90% easier. It's easy and affordable to get your LLC with Taylor Brands. Taylor Brands offers all the legal requirements for LLCs, such as registered agent, annual compliance, EIN, operating agreement, business license and permits, and much more. Taylor Brands walks you through each step of building a successful business and has everything you need all in one place. Bookkeeping, invoicing, business licenses and permits, business documents, bank accounts, and so much more. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using this link, taylorbrands.com/confidence. That's taylorbrands.com/confidence. So get started today with Taylor Brands.
At some point during that time, the company and industry I worked for did ask me to start taking main stages and speaking. Of course, they didn't pay me for it, so I started taking much bigger stages. Then during that time, I started getting very involved in charity work, and I joined the board of City Year Miami, and they started asking me to take stages for them. Again, I didn't get paid for it, but it was for charity. So during all of these years, there's, you know, more than two decades of me giving multiple speeches a week in front of multiple different audiences, different size audiences, and different stages. I have tons and tons of practice. Then, what a lot of people don't realize, if you haven't read my first book, Confidence Creator, you need to go get it and read it. It's so flipping good. I love that book. Go check out the reviews. They're incredible. I share the story that I wanted to improve my stage presence. I wanted to put myself out of my comfort zone, and I wanted to get better in speaking. So I took a stand-up comedy class. It was a horrible experience, but it was brilliant, and I'm so grateful I did it. I hated it when I went through it because it was uncomfortable, because it was unknown, because it was different, but it ended up being this incredible experience for me because I had all these realizations about myself that I hadn't had previously. And yeah, it put me out of my comfort zone, which made me stronger and better suited for the next time I'd be out of my comfort zone, which I am right now, not knowing where I'm going to live, right? So it all comes full circle. So my point is, when people see my keynotes, they think I just woke up like this. No, I didn't just wake up like this. I have over two decades of putting the reps in. I have incredible experiences of putting myself out of my comfort zone so that I could get comfortable on that next big scary stage. And I can't wait to let you know about some of the stages that I have coming next. It's so flipping exciting. It's so crazy. I actually just locked in my first keynote speech in Saudi Arabia, which is incredible to me because these are things I never even dreamed of before. And I'm so blessed and so lucky and feel what an incredible opportunity for a woman to be able to take a keynote stage in Saudi Arabia. Like this is, I'm so, so excited for these opportunities. And I'm so excited that I'm being given these opportunities. And I'm excited for it all. And of course it's uncomfortable, but I've been putting the reps in uncomfortable for a long time. So it's getting a lot more comfortable standing in the uncomfortable. My second message is the day you plant the seed is not the day you reap the reward, right? So about 3 years ago, I started investing in a relationship, having no idea what the outcome would be. I didn't have some big hope for it or plan. It's just do the next right thing. And if there's someone that you align with and like, hey, this person seems like my people and I can support them and help them, then do it. And if you can't, you can't. But if you can, why wouldn't you do it, right? Do the next right thing. And I did. And over the last couple of years, this relationship has grown, especially recently, into something incredible. And I didn't know it the day I met this individual, but I remember thinking, like, this is a seed. This is something that I want to support. I want to nurture and help in any way that I can. I don't know what that expectation or greater plan is, but here I am sitting here 3 years later, and I'm beginning to reap the reward of planting that seed 3 years later, but I had no idea. I can't wait to tell you. I'm actually going to break down the whole situation for you. I can't do it yet because I don't have a contract signed yet. However, I can't wait to share it all with you because it just goes to show, don't get discouraged if you're out there planting seeds. And listen, I'm always out there planting seeds. And I've actually just saw another seed that was planted a few years ago just came full circle. This person came back into my life out of nowhere and had some great ideas on how we could move together as partners and do business moving forward. And it was not something that was expected. It was not something that I had planned, but this person and I had always planted seeds for each other and, you know, encouraged each other and helped each other and done the next right thing for each other. Didn't ever know if that would turn into a true business partnership, but now it looks like it's going to. And that's the exciting thing. Keep doing that next right thing. Keep planting that seed, even if you don't know if it will come to fruition. Because when you least expect it, that's when everything comes together. And I'm so grateful now for those seeds that I planted. And then it was funny, I got a note on Instagram yesterday from a woman that had me on her show, on her podcast back in 2019. She sent me a note and she said, Heather, I was talking to my partner. In 2019, you had 47,000 followers. Now you're approaching 1 million. I just wanted to say congratulations from afar. Don't forget how far you've come and how much further you can go. And I thought that was so cool because, of course, it's easy to forget how far you've come. We get caught up in the new task and the new challenge and the new opportunity and the new partnership and the new seeds we're planting. Of course, it's easy to forget. So I'm encouraging you to think of how far you've come over the last 4 years. And if you haven't, it's time now to start pushing yourself to go for more. You are worth it. I'm here to give you permission. 2024 is going to be your year. You got to start swinging for the fences now and planning for it now. Invest in yourself. Change doesn't happen by chance. It happens when you choose it. So one of the great ways to allow that to happen is to go get my books, Confidence Creator, Overcome Your Villains. And by the way, Overcome Your Villains is 50% off right now on Amazon. I just saw that this morning. I don't even know how they decide how to do those things. If it's HarperCollins, if it's Amazon, no one tells me any of it, but I do know, I want to tell you this, it's 50% off. Those two books are game changers. My favorite, of course, are the Audible because I narrate it. But I'd love for you to check it out. Read the reviews. See what people are saying. Please leave a review of this show. Please let me know. Do you like the solo episodes or would you rather have me interviewing people like I did the past 2 weeks? Are there certain people you'd love for me to interview on the show? Shoot me their name and I will track them down. I want to bring you as much value as I can. You just need to let your girl know how I can do it. No one succeeds alone. And that includes me. So I appreciate your reviews. I appreciate if you could share the show with one person you think it could help or support in some way. It would mean the world to me. Until next week, keep creating your confidence. You know I will be.
This journey with me.
Hi, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast that I am so excited about, Negotiate Your Best Life, hosted by Rebecca Zung, a part of the Yap Media Network. As a globally renowned narcissist negotiation expert and an attorney recognized by U.S. News as a best lawyer in America, Rebecca shares her invaluable insights and strategies for navigating life's toughest negotiations. By drawing from her own experiences and the wisdom of her high-profile guests, such as Bob Proctor, Mark Victor Hansen, John Gordon, and Rebecca delivers empowering advice that will inspire you to reclaim control of your life. Negotiate Your Best Life is all about how to negotiate your way to greatness. She provides practical guidance on how to break free from toxic relationships, stand up against injustice, and transform chaos into freedom, possibility, and purpose. Many times, the first negotiation you do is with your own in the morning. In the morning is when you wake up, and that's when Negotiate Your Best Life is time for you. It's about to find your way to greatness, conquering obstacles, and creating the life you truly deserve. Get ready to slay, thrive, and unlock your full potential. Don't believe me? I'm going to go ahead and share some of the reviews that are out there so you can hear and you can believe too. You have helped me so much these last few weeks. I was with a narcissist for 2 years. She drove me to the point I wanted to take my own life. Listening to you has made a massive difference, and now I know what I'm with. Thank you, Rebecca. Now the recovery. Thank you for gifting the knowledge to believe in myself again. You have unknowingly helped me legally represent myself through criminal, federal, and civil court proceedings with a narcissist. There would be so many people around the world that you're helping without even knowing, like me. You saved my life. Emma, 35 years old, Australia. If you are ready to stand up against injustice and transform the chaos in your life into freedom, possibility, and purpose, then check out Negotiate Your Best Life now. Subscribe to Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.